Learning English helps me to talk about losing my job without losing my words.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country
and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Have you ever started a normal day at work? And then there was one meeting that changed everything. You walk into the meeting expecting to talk about work. You walk out without a job. When something like this happens, even simple words can be hard to find. How do you explain the news? And what can you say when it happens to someone you know? Hi, I'm Josipa, and in this episode, we are practicing everyday English you can use when talking about losing your job. We'll also hear some kind and supportive ways to respond when someone shares this kind of bad news with you. Let's go straight into it. Here's Alan and Claire.
I was made redundant today. They're cutting jobs at work.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you see it coming?
Not really. I'm still trying to process it. They said my role no longer exists.
That must be a real shock. It sounds like a lot of people have been affected by the restructure.
Losing your job can make you feel a lot of different things. You might feel worried, angry, confused, or unsure about what to do next. You probably also need to tell your family, your friends, or a future employer about what has happened. Let's look at some useful ways to do this. First, Alan said,
I was made redundant today.
In Australia, your job can be made redundant when your employer no longer needs the job that you are doing. It's the job that becomes redundant, not the person. So you could say,
my position was made redundant.
Your position or role is the job you do in a workplace. Another phrase you might hear is,
I was laid off.
This usually means you lost your job because the employer did not have enough work or needed to cut jobs. Now, being made redundant is technically different from being fired.
I was fired.
If someone is fired, it means that their employer ends their employment, usually because of a problem with their work or behavior. You may also hear,
I was dismissed.
Dismissed has a similar meaning to fired, but it sounds more formal. Sometimes people use language that does not show whether they have been fired or made redundant. They might say,
they let me go.
They let me go means your employer ended your employment. The phrase does not always explain exactly why. And if you don't want to share the details, you can simply say,
I lost my job.
I lost my job is a general way to say that your employment has ended. In our dialogue, we also heard Alan say,
they're cutting jobs at work.
If a business is cutting jobs, it is reducing the number of jobs that it has. This means some employees will lose their positions. You could also say,
there have been job cuts across several teams.
Job cuts happen when a company is reducing the number of jobs, usually to save money or because it needs fewer workers. If you want to sound more formal, use this expression.
The company is reducing staff numbers.
Staff means the people who work for a business or organization. When Alan shared his news, Claire responded,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Here, Claire is not saying sorry because the situation is her fault. She's just showing that she cares. You could also say,
I'm sorry you're going through this.
To go through something means to experience a difficult situation. Sometimes a short response is enough.
That's really tough. I'm sorry.
Here, tough means difficult. Claire then asked,
Did you see it coming?
To see something coming means to expect it before it happens. So here, Claire is asking if Alan noticed any signs that he might lose his job. Alan replied,
Not really. I'm still trying to process it.
To process something means to think about what has happened and begin to understand it. When difficult news is very recent, you might need time to understand both the situation and your feelings about it. You could say,
I'm still processing the news.
Or,
I'm still trying to take it all in.
To take something in means to understand and begin to accept it. Another common expression is,
It hasn't sunk in yet.
If something has not sunk in, you do not yet fully understand or believe it. For example,
I know I've lost my job, but it hasn't really sunk in yet.
Let's go back to our dialogue. Alan then said,
They said my role no longer exists.
No longer means something was true in the past, but it is not true now. And if your job has been joined together with another one, you might say,
My role was combined with another position.
If a whole team is removed, you could say,
They closed our department.
A department is one part of a business or organization that does a particular function. Finally, Claire said,
It sounds like a lot of people have been affected by the restructure.
If someone is affected by something, it means that whatever it is has caused a change or difficulty in their life. For example,
Everyone in my team has been affected by the job cuts.
Or,
The changes have affected several departments.
And if someone asks why you lost your job, you could keep it simple and say,
My role no longer exists.
You do not have to share every detail. A short, clear answer may be enough, especially when the news is still difficult to talk about. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once more and then we'll practice.
I was made redundant today. They're cutting jobs at work.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you see it coming?
Not really. I'm still trying to process it. They said my role no longer exists.
That must be a real shock. It sounds like a lot of people have been affected by the restructure.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If someone is made redundant, it means
To be made redundant means to lose your job because your employer no longer needs you to do it.
If you didn't see something coming, it means
If you did not see something coming, you did not expect it to happen.
Now let's listen and repeat after Alan and Claire.
My position was made redundant.
They let me go.
I'm still trying to take it all in.
It hasn't sunk in yet.
For more ways to practice your English, visit our website where you can find a collection of previous job-related podcast episodes. Also, don't forget to listen to our bonus episode. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thanks for learning English with me today. And remember, a job can end, but your skills, experience, and next steps are still yours. See you next time.